Welcome to Film School Radio, the on-air online showcase for the best in independent documentary and foreign films, every Friday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. Pacific and online at filmschoolradio.com. I'm your host, Mike Kaspar. In the heartwarming short documentary, we are introduced to a remarkable young girl whose spirit and determination defy all expectations. Michaela, a Black teenage girl, has spent her life grappling with a rare form of autism that has rendered her essentially nonverbal. However, her parents, her father, a Grammy Award-winning producer, Needles, and a business owner, mother, Banyana, journey to discover the true depth of Michaela's inner world. This is a short documentary film, wonderfully done, beautiful, emotional, well done. We get to know all of the people in it, and it is truly something to seek out. Michaela's voice, a letter to the world. We're joined today by the director, Julio Palacio. Julio, welcome to Film School Radio.
Thank you, Mike.
Thank you. Before we get too far into it, the film, was it the world premiere at Slamdance?
That was correct. Yesterday, we found out that we won an honorable mention for best unstoppable film.
Great. And that's competing with all the long form, short form. This is competing against all the films that were at Slamdance.
Yeah, fiction, documentary, shorts, narrative, features. So yeah.
That's congratulations on that. And I was at Slamdance probably 8 or 9 years ago. And it was great because you had access to all the filmmakers. I loved it. It was so intimate. It was really because it was held in one hotel.
Yeah. So everything happened actually at the Yarrow Hotel. Really enjoy just being in one place where you can like meet everybody, like you said. And it really had a sense of community. Slamdance being celebrating more the independent filmmaker style, you get to meet people that are kind of like on that same kind of like passion just to create with or without resources. And, you know, the key to create with without resources is to just to find great stories. And I think you can really see that at Slamdance. I really enjoy being there and being surrounded by such talented people.
Yeah, it was a great experience for me as someone interested in filmmaking and filmmakers to be able to kind of hang out. Just sit in there was a lounge there where just everybody would kind of come in and congregate between screenings. And it was a great experience. I really enjoyed being at Slamdance. So, well, let's talk about this wonderful film, Michaela's Voice, A Letter to the World. How did you get to know Michaela? What was the kind of circumstances that brought you into her life?
So I used to work at an agency, a creative agency. We did like commercials and sort of like corporate documentaries, if you want to call it. And for one of the projects, Needles was actually writing the music for that specific project. And so I got to sit with him at the studio and see that he was working with all of these musicians and outside of a project. And I was like, wow, I think there's a really cool story with this guy. Maybe we should just make a documentary about him. And that year he was nominated for a Grammy. So I was like, what if we just tell the story of a guy and we just follow this guy for a month leading up to the Grammys, and we actually go to LA and see how the whole world is. While doing that, since there was no like a structure for that film, it was more like cinema verite, where we were just following and capturing reality. I saw the relationship that he had with his daughter, Michaela. At the time, she was still not able to communicate through the letterboard. They didn't even know that yet. But to me, it was just beautiful, that relationship between father and daughter. And not only that, like Needles and his wife being such successful family, how hard they had to still struggle to raise a child with a disability, with this severe autism. When I got to the edit room, since their story was not really done previously in pre-production, we decided that maybe it was better just to focus on that relationship. Even though we still kind of like see him go through that journey to the Grammys, the film ended up being more about that relationship and how special it was. And unfortunately, I left the agency right after I finished the film because I wanted to work on different projects. I had a few passion projects that I had already going. An amazing agency. I had nothing bad to say about the agency. I just decided that I wanted to start my own company. Fast forward 4 years, I'm at a restaurant and then Needles walks in with his wife and he breaks the news like, you're not going to believe this. Michaela can communicate. Not only she can communicate, she's remarkable, poetic, smart, funny. And when he told me all of that, I was like, I think we should make another film. We sat down a few times, kind of like figuring out what the story was going to be. And then he sent me transcripts of the letterboard sessions. It was around 180 pages at the time. I think right now it should be like pushing 1,000 pages because, you know, she continued to do more and more of those. At the beginning, it just looked like random different like things that she was saying in each of the classes. Some classes she will talk about space. Other classes she will talk about art. But then I started to see like beautiful things that she was saying. And so that's when I kind of started the writing process of the film. I told him originally that I was going to spend like a few weeks and then I was going to send him a script. And I was like, no, no, no. There's something here that we really need to like explore and like take the time to develop. He's an amazing person to work with. And so he was like, take your time, do whatever you want. And then it took me like 4 months to write the script that you actually hear in the documentary. Once we have that, to me, it was like, this is going to be really good. But the challenge was like, how can we have Michaela like talk about these things?
Yeah,
I thought it was going to be a silent film originally with just subtitles. But I was like, I don't think it's sustainable to have this without a voiceover for 26 minutes. So that's when after brainstorming a few times with different people, the idea came that what if we audition people and we have Michaela pick her own voice? And that's why we start with that quote that says, I wish I could hear my voice one day. I hope it's raspy. Because that's exactly what she said. And that's what we sent to the audition company that found the talent for the voiceover. And after that, we just knew that the story was going to be good. And we're so glad that we were able to find the story, to find the voice, and that we had the access to spend time with Needles, Mañana, his family, and especially Michaela for almost a year, where we were like every 4 weeks, every 2 months, we'll meet and just record something else, something here, something there. And that's the film that we have right now.
Well, and along the way, you see a progression in her and in her life and the things that she's talking about. And all the things you said are absolutely come out in the film. It's wonderful. And I'm just wondering if this played into it. I mean, you knew Needles from before, but the fact that he's a producer, somebody who is in the business of collaborating, this is what he does, is collaborate. Yeah. So you approaching him about doing something like this, I could see what it would be in his worldview that is something that he could be a part of. And then Mañana is obviously an important part of the film as well, just getting to know them as a family, seeing them together. But for, you know, I think the film is also about Roxy, the woman who is working with Michaela, and essentially this letter board idea of being able to communicate to the outside world by pointing at letters, eventually putting together sentences and thoughts, and beyond that, a worldview actually that is just amazing and remarkable. For you as just a filmmaker, but as a person to kind of witness that progression for her, let's talk a little about sort of how that impacts you, not only as a filmmaker, but just as someone who's observing this happen.
It is very impactful just because you know there's someone there.
Yeah.
And so it's hard to see that she can really express the way she wants to.
Yeah.
I think to me that was kind of the hardest part. And when you're filming with Michaela, it's easy to sometimes forget that she is that smart, because and that's because society has taught us that people have to be eloquent and they have to express themselves verbally, you know?
Right.
So to me, like breaking that stereotype, if we want to call it stereotype or that preconception, was really key to be able to enter her world and to really understand that she's there, you know, that she is this amazing, remarkable, smarter probably than many of us human beings, that sometimes is just not able to express the things that she wants to say. So it really changed the way I look at disabilities in a way that we have to understand and respect that we are all human, and that even if we're different, we can still bring a lot to the table and we can still have our personalities, and we should be respected regardless. And that to me is the biggest thing. And also to know that potentially with this film and finding Michaela's voice, we are potentially going to be able to find more voices, and that we're going to be able to break more that preconception of not being verbal. And Michaela says it in the film, which is like, I know people think I'm dumb because I don't speak. And that's really sad, you know? So if we can like break those barriers and kind of like show people like, listen, people with disabilities are as smart or even smarter than you. And they should be respected and appreciated and seen. Most importantly, seen. I think that's kind of the key word.
Being seen and being recognized that way. I want to talk about Roxy, because Roxy is our window into her world, who provides Michaela with an opportunity to be able to express herself and to be heard outside of what she's dealing with as someone with autism. But, well, let's talk about Roxy, because, as I said, she's the person who is our bridge between our world and inside of Michaela's thoughts and as you said, her intelligence. And there's some amazing things that I really don't know that I want to talk about too much, because I want people to experience Michaela's voice, A Letter to the World, because they're just, I mean, they're heart-wrenching and moving and every other way. But Roxy, what is she? How does she factor into Michaela's life?
I think it's huge that she's part of Michaela's life, because at this point, Michaela, though, she doesn't really want to letterboard with her family without Roxy being there. So these therapists become like essential in that communication, because Roxy is the person that Michaela trusts. She knows that she can misspell a word, because Michaela, she wants to be perfect. That's another thing that is very interesting. You know, she doesn't want to make a mistake. And so she knows Roxy is there for her to support her. So it almost becomes like this special bond. Because like you said, and I love that you said that Roxy is kind of like the door into Michaela's world. I don't think there's a better way to say that.
Yeah. And to the extent we get to know Roxy, we get to sort of her enthusiasm and her love for Michaela is really what comes across. And that she's able to take what Michaela is saying and pointing to, as she points to the letters on the letterboard, and then to be able to kind of understand the trajectory, the arc of Michaela's life, especially in her thoughts, is so important. And that story, I'll just say the story about the snakes, it's remarkable for anyone to have been able to write that the way that we hear it in the film. And there are other things that she's a part of communicating to us over. But that was just stunning in so many different ways. To the extent you want to talk about it, because I feel like it's an important part of the film, but at the same time, I want people to experience it as well. So
when I started the conversations with Needles and Mañana, one of the first things that they told me was that poem. They were not able to articulate it or say it exactly like Michaela had, but they told me like she just wrote a poem where she compared herself to a snake. That already tells you how Michaela sees the world. There was not a question that we asked her where she was not finding a more meaningful or a deeper way to answer the question. And to me, that really shows how she sees the world, how she sees herself. Like you said, I don't want to spoil the film, because that to me is one of the most important parts of the film, that poem. We actually start with the snake. Maybe we can spoil that.
No, Well, it's okay. It's okay. People, their film, understand how this works.
Yeah. But that tells you everything about Michaela and how she is able to compare herself to her surroundings and to things that at first sight wouldn't be a comparison. Yeah. She's able to find those connections.
I would use the word profound, the story that she tells. I just want to remind our listeners, we're speaking with Julio Palacio, and he is the director. What other hats did you wear? Producer as well?
Director, producer, and writer for...
Right, and writer.
Writing the transcripts, but in reality, it's Michaela who wrote the...
The film is a short documentary film called Michaela's Voice, A Letter to the World. It premiered at this year's 2024 Slam Dance Festival in Park City, Utah, which is kind of a companion of complimentary piece of the experience. When you go to Sundance, you also have Slam Dance, and there's a whole history there, which I'm not going to get into, but you should look it up. It's quite the fact that it is thriving for as many years as it has been, in some manner speaking, in competition with Sundance, is a testament to the level of filmmakers and films that are presented at Slam Dance. So I'm glad for you, and I'm glad for them as well. For those people who want to see the film, how can we see Michaela's Voice?
Right now, it's going to be a little while, because we're going to do a full year festival campaign.
Good.
So the film has to remain private for some of the festivals that require premieres in the different regions. Yeah.
Well, and I will just say, I'm offering my opinion. It's not gospel here, but of all the short documentary films that I saw that I know made the short list too, I think you should feel very comfortable about being out there for and do the festival, get ready and do your thing. But it's very compelling. It's very emotional. There's a scene in which Needles is describing the first time that he had a real conversation with his daughter, which is going to bring me to tears just to talk about it. And there's just a lot here. So congratulations to you for the work. And I hope everyone's doing well. I hope the entire family is thriving and healthy and happy.
Thank you, Mike.
Yeah, thank you. By the way, one last question.
Sure.
Michaela has she seen it?
She has seen the film and she was brief with her review, if we want to call it review. But she said tears.
Tears?
Meaning that She was very happy. It was almost like a sign of approval.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, where she feels awesome. that the and then she told Needles a few months after she'd seen it that it represented her.
The way she wanted
to be seen.
Well, congratulations, Julio Palacio, for your work. Director, producer, writer of the film Michaela's Voice, A Letter to the World, again, premiering at Slamdance, award-winning Slamdance film, soon to be at a festival near you. So be looking for this. And I will look forward to more work. I hope you'll come back and join us again sometime.
Thank you, Mike.
You've been listening to Film School Radio, the on-air online showcase for the best in independent documentary and foreign films. You can find out more about the program at filmschoolradio.com. I'm your host, Mike Kaspar. Thank you for tuning in, and we'll see you next week with another edition of Film School Radio.